She gets angry when I get on her about doing certain things by herself. Like last week, I called her, I didn't get an answer. She calls me back, I'm like, where are you? Oh, I just ran to the store to pick up some milk. I called you 2 hours ago and asked you, Ma, do you need to go to the store? Do you need anything? No, no. I'm like, I don't want you walking 2 blocks to the store. I'd rather drive, come pick you up and drive you 2 blocks to the store. I don't want you walking. I'm all right, I'm okay. It was only 2 blocks. Then we get back on page. I'm like, we're not gonna do that any longer. You need something from the store? You call me.
So Mrs. Smith.
What?
Have you walked those 2 blocks again since Cheryl
told
you not to?
No.
Do you accept those terms?
Oh yeah, I know that.
She's inconveniencing me. I don't want to bother you. You work hard. You got your family. I don't want to bother you. I'm like, you are never a bother. I don't care what it is. Just call me. If I can't do it, somebody in the family will be there and get it done.
Do you feel like sometimes you're losing the battle?
Never.
No?
Never. If I say that's it, when I finally get to that point, I say that's it, she knows. It's
that's
over.
It.
That's it.
Is that true, Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, that's true.
There is no argument that this daughter is there for her mother. And timing could not be more critical. Her mom is older than, let's say, 50. I never ask nor tell ages of women. Lives alone, is one energetic, fun-loving, and social woman, is spirited and quite independent, and has a great family, including this daughter and another one. But let me ask you, is this as easy as it may sound? What does it take to get to this point? Is there a difference between being there for someone versus being there with someone? Is there such a thing as someone not wanting you to be there? And can you be there for someone if you are a long-distance adult kid? We will explore these questions in this episode of Raising Rents. This is Raising Rents Podcast, episode number 5. Raising Rents is a show about everything you need to know in raising your parents or an aging adult.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents Podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Before we get into this show, I need to take a moment and thank all of you for listening, for supporting, and helping the show. Wow, our 1 month anniversary just passed, and it is a reason to celebrate. Yeah! 4 shows out in 4 weeks. I really didn't think I could get one out in 30 days. It's been a great journey so far with you. The reviews are awesome. The feedback is great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But I want to continue to produce shows of value, so I need a favor. I need to hear from you. What topics do you want to hear about? And what specific questions do you have about caring for an aging adult? It could be anything from Medicare, Medicaid, elder care law, estate planning, long-term care insurance, renovating a home, home care, assisted living, fall prevention, living healthy, anything. We will put those topics and answers to your questions on future shows. Though I'm having a blast coming up with stuff I think you want to hear about, I would rather produce what is important for you. So please, contact me via the website www.raisingrents.com or send me an email directly to raisingrents@gmail.com. I would really appreciate it. I also want to let you know that I'm tired. I need a vacation. The show actually will be on a vacation for 2 weeks, returning on April 18th. Phyllis and I are going on a cruise. First one in over 20 years, and no kids are invited. Sorry, current and former roommates. And we are going with my rent-in-laws. They're pretty amazing. They've been on 55 cruises. My father-in-law just turned 80, and they've asked us every year to go with them. So we said 2017 is the year. And if we're going to go, we might as well cruise with the best. Yes, because I know that my rent-in-laws are listening to the show. I am sucking up to them. How else am I going to get the benefit from their diamond status? Phyllis and I really can't wait to go. And yes, there are going to be plenty of material from this trip that I'll be able to use on the show. My father-in-law loves the microphone. Sorry, Pops, that slipped. By the way, this episode is dedicated to my wife, Phyllis, who is my best friend, business partner, and at times, a special co-host guest on the show. Stick around at the end of the show, and I'll tell you why. I also have a one-month anniversary treat. Staying with the Phyllis theme and celebrating our first month of podcasting, I thought I would share some bloopers, funny, awkward, and interesting moments of Phyllis and me during the two discussions we had about the 9 beginner steps to raising parents. I'll have that for you at the end of the show as well. The 9 beginner steps to raising parents. Step 9, be there. If you missed the previous episodes on steps 1 through 8, please check out episodes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Be there is the most important step when it comes to caring for someone, but it can't be done without first nailing step 1, which is be good to yourself. Step 9 also can't be done as well as it should be if you don't experience, practice, and implement steps 2 through 8 of the 9 B's, which are be resourceful, be talking and listening, be patient, be compassionate, be respectful, be fun, and be loving. And this takes time. Can't be done overnight. Let's bring back the daughter and her mother from the beginning of the show to illustrate some of these points.
So you listen to
because
her.
Every day wanted to take me to the store. It was like, just like, well, what am I bothering her for? But then I hate to be asking them.
By the way, the daughter is Cheryl Wilson. She's one of our home care agency staff team members, and she's awesome. And her mom, that's Ann Smith, who is a guest on a future episode. If her voice sounds familiar, she helped me do the voiceover for the mom calling about dad falling in the first episode, the introductory show.
Sepsis because I'm looking out for her personal, her physical safety. I don't want her to fall like I'm yelling at her in the winter. She's walking to the, where you going in the snow? Where you going? I'm only going to get the bus. I'm like, no, I'll meet you at your house. No, ma, I'll pick you up. Your house is on my way home. I'll take the bus to your house.
I told you they want me to do nothing.
But see, that's my job of contacting her every day, spending time with her so that I can keep an eye and know how she's doing. Mm-hmm. So I can watch for whatever signs there may be to tell her and start to explain, well, this is gonna start to have to happen at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't just step in if we're not friends and I don't keep in contact mm-hmm. with and go, well, you know, mom, you're gonna have to let somebody come in to take care of you and I'm only talking to her once a month. So, I don't have that right.
Wow, that's powerful. And you know what? Cheryl is right. We can't jump into our parents' lives all of a sudden and expect them to listen to us because we're freaking out or they've had a catastrophic event and now they're at our mercy. Sure, they will listen to us eventually. They're gonna have to. But isn't it better to build a stronger relationship from the beginning? One that will allow you to both be prepared to handle any type of issues that are involved with aging? A good relationship doesn't have guilt on either side. I asked Cheryl, how did you get to this point of having a good, trusting, and honest relationship with your mother?
Well, at this age, besides being mother and daughter, we're friends.
Yeah.
So we spend time laughing. I'll call her, are you watching this on TV? Did you watch your game show today? Are you keeping up with Big Brother? That's one of her favorite shows. You know, something she has to watch every week and keep up with. And I'm like, what's going on this week? Because I missed it. So I make her tell me what happened. You know, we just talk about other things.
Saturday's my day.
Right. Saturday, she's with me all day on Saturdays. And half of Sundays. That's our weekend time.
To do what I want to do.
Yeah, so it's the three of us, me, her, and my sister. Yeah. We spend Saturdays together. Oh. We start with breakfast, and then years. Yeah. We start with breakfast, and then we sit there at breakfast, and we discuss what we're going to do today. Mm-hmm. We want to go to the store shopping, the Walmart. Do we want to go to the casino and gamble for an hour?
Yeah.
After that, do we need to go to the grocery store and pick up some groceries? And that's what we do on Saturdays. And then Sunday morning, it's breakfast. and then church, mm-hmm. and then does anybody have to go to the store? And
yeah.
But that's the three of us.
I got a good family.
Okay, so they've been doing this for a long time, and they seem to have the right family values. But the question is, can anyone create this? Can they have what they've cultivated? Cheryl gives a very simple answer to that.
Have a date with your parents. Coffee, lunch, dinner, come over and watch a TV show. Yeah. Just take mom or dad to the store. It's not that difficult.
Yeah.
And you have a relationship, and you mm-hmm. can also watch for things and know what's going on. Well, communication is key.
Yeah.
You've got to have communication.
Right.
You've got to have communication with the parent. You've got to talk to them just to say, hello, how you doing? What mm-hmm. did you do today? Mm-hmm. What did you eat last night?
That's what I hear.
What are you cooking later? Ask her that every single day. What did you eat today? What are you cooking tonight? Would you like me to bring you something?
Right.
Let's treat ourselves Sunday. Let's go out and eat after church.
That's what we do.
She calls each of us every single day herself. She doesn't hear from us by a certain time. By the time we start, she's on the phone calling. I didn't hear from you. Where are you?
If there is anything that you could change about what you have now, not to say that it needs fixing, but mm-hmm. if you were to change anything, would there be anything that you could change?
No.
Wait. We're talking to your daughter.
Actually, no. There wouldn't be anything I would change.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Wouldn't change anything. How's that for being content, confident, having a good relationship, and being in a very good position to raise her parent? It also helps when you may feel that your parent doesn't really want you to be there. A tough conversation, and that could be handled easily if the relationship is there to begin with. If we think back to the beginner steps, you can see them in action from the stories that we've told. Cheryl knows she needs to apply time management and resources to take care of herself, her job, her personal life, so that she could be there for her mom. You know there's a lot of love between the two of them, a lot of compassion, as well as a high level of communication, respect, and patience. They also have fun. It has to be very comforting for Cheryl's mom to know Cheryl is not only there for her, but she's there with her at all times. There are many instances when we need to be there. Though every situation is different, a common and difficult situation is when an aging adult loses their spouse. As adult kids, we don't know what to say. We don't even know what to do. How do we handle it? You remember Helen Mintz from previous episodes? I asked her, what should we do?
Just be there for them. Be ready to go out with them or come over and talk to them. And you know, I had a lot of grandchildren, so I was very busy. I had lots to do with them and for them, and I managed pretty well. My kids were lucky because I had a lot of friends, so they didn't have the full responsibility of me. But they had a lot of responsibility because I was very, you know, I wasn't depressed, but I was alone.
Yeah.
And just somebody to talk to, somebody to be with, somebody to care for you. I think if you're not there for them, that's a terrible thing. If you really have to be there for your parent at that particular time, if they need you. And many times the children aren't there for their parents. But that's a relationship that there wasn't a solid foundation for, maybe from the very beginning. It's never too late. I think you can always work something out.
I agree, Helen. It's never too late, and there are no excuses. Sometimes kids are not there because they're long-distance kids or they're traveling on their jobs. With today's technology, you could be there and not really be there. You know what I mean? There's Facebook Grandma, who everyone thinks is cool, except for the grandchildren. And there's FaceTiming with Granddad, even when he's in his boxer shorts. And there's even online dating sites for older adults. People want to connect so they're not alone. Loneliness is horrible, and it's not even healthy for you.
What I'm finding is that there is a huge population of seniors that they are either living at home or in assisted living facilities or even in independent living, but they have a lot of what is called lonely time. They are feeling isolated, lonely, depressed, and that triggers a lot of medical conditions.
That's Paula Muller. She designed a product called Social V. It's like those digital frame pictures that you see, except these are live and anyone can send them at any time, just like you do on Facebook. Dr. Miller, she's actually pretty cool. She has a PhD. She used to work for Sirius XM. She's really in tune with engagement and is quite passionate about connecting with seniors and their families.
And on one hand, they know how to communicate with Facebook, with all the things that you can do with your smartphone, and they are very much up to date with what is happening with their children and the children with their parents, and there is this flow of formation. But then there are those seniors that are not part of that. And those are the ones that are isolated, that they don't get to know the pictures, that they don't get to know what is going on with the grandchildren. Sometimes they have problems hearing, so a phone call is very hard to do because you cannot really communicate that much because of the hard hearing. Or it's just that they are beyond the point of jumping into a computer. I mean, you can have it an iPad, you can have a tablet. I mean, the children try all type of things, and really it's too cumbersome for them. The parents are not showing it right now, but they are lonely. They know that they are not connecting as much as they used to, and they are not so present in their life of their children and grandchildren like they would like to. So Social allows them to.
This was the motivation for Dr. Muller to produce this product. You can find out more about this product through a link in my show notes on our website. Now, I'm not particularly endorsing this product because I don't do that on the show. But I am endorsing finding something, anything in terms of technology to connect with your parent or an aging adult because of the benefits that Dr. Muller talks about and the benefits that I've seen for myself. Though her parents are not at the point of needing care yet, she does share a personal story of how she is there for them, even though they're thousands of miles away.
My in-laws in Switzerland, they were the first one to test it. And they have been using it for 2 years almost. And my father-in-law tells me all the time, many times I cannot sleep at night and I wander in the house. And I always gravitate around Social because I see a new picture from my grandchildren or because they are not neighbor. I mean, they are not the next door.
By the way, for those of you celebrating upcoming Easter and Passover, take this opportunity during these religious holidays to embrace family, especially your aging parents or an aging relative in your family. Spend some extra time with them one-on-one. Make it quality. It's not about quantity. Be there for them and be there with them. Thank you for listening to Raising Rents. We will be back in a couple of weeks. Have a great week. And remember, our parents raised us. The least we can do is help raise them. Talk to you later. This show is dedicated to my beautiful bride of 30 years this July, my best friend and soulmate, my business partner, and special guest co-host of the show, Phyllis. We practically do everything together. She really supported my idea of creating a podcast and helped me out with the very first few shows. She's always been there for me, thick and thin, highs and lows. We've talked about how we want to grow old together, but we both made it really clear that we will need to hire somebody to take care of me when the time comes. I mean, I'm 6'5" and 250 pounds, and she's tiny. You know, Mutt and Jeff, for those of you who know who they are. We have a very special bond, and that will get us through anything. We have a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, I promised you some bloopers. Please enjoy them. And Phyllis, thank you for being there for me. I love you. All right, not everything went smooth when we were podcasting. In fact, it took us some time to warm up. Nine's the number we're going to go with.
I'm good with that.
All right. By the way, that's my dear wife, Phyllis.
Hello, everybody.
Let's get started.
All right, Phyllis Demopoulos.
All right, we're here with Phyllis Demopoulos. I like that, Phyllis Demopoulos. All right. Gosh, I can hear every single thing that's happening. And this coffee sucks.
Yeah, so let's get started because I'm going to need some more water.
Get some colored hot water, some colored water.
We had a lot of laughs, especially at each other.
A lot of times when I meet a family member, well, I'll just grab excerpts. Wow. Or let's see what's the best, because okay. Yours might get struck out.
Okay.
Sometimes you tell me, Phil, that I didn't hear you. I didn't listen to you. What are you really saying?
that I'm not listening to you, maybe.
Sometimes we weren't in sync.
It may never happen.
Be loving is what we're talking about. Okay. So where were we going with that?
I was going with that I wanted the family to be loving. This woman wasn't doing well.
Like the movie, go with it.
Which movie?
Just go with it. That's the movie, Zach.
You never know who is in charge. Yeah, right.
So that's very powerful.
Definitely. That story.
Yeah, that's a great one, huh?
Yeah.
Because what I'm thinking, too, is I'll put the picture up. We have it, right?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, can you find it for me?
No.
All right.
Probably not.
Never mind. Is there hot water? Hot water good?
It's cold.
We got two left. Do you guys want to finish them?
Yeah, it's cold right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's wait.
Let's do it.
All right, finish it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our rescue Greek doggess, Athena, makes a guest appearance.
This is a little bit of a carryover from the other stuff, as far as we mentioned talking and listening. But a different angle that I think I want to address is maybe talking and listening to your parents. I'm
picking up the lapping of the water in the background. Wow, that's my dog drinking water, and she's 20 feet away. No, not 20. Okay, sorry, babe. Go right ahead.
So as far as talking and listening, I think on that note, I hope our kids are listening to this podcast, because when they put us in a retirement community, there has to be one that's pet friendly.
And of course, my favorite line.
I'm really not. I'm such a bitch.
I'll get that out. I'll cut that out. Cut that out. I guess I forgot to edit that out. We were getting pretty awkward and pretty tired near the end.
Yeah. You getting tired of this?
Yeah.
Been hurting. Let me show you some love. Make it better.
Oh. For sure.
I'm talking. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'm done.